Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
That line of showers has moved on east, and in its wake, some cooler air, 53 right now. Dr. Bill has a full update on our forecast coming up in just a minute. First, check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, starting off with an accident with injuries at Airport and Hillcrest. Also, we've got a car in a ditch off of Dolph just near Tall Pine Road in Bay Minette. Now, as you're traveling over the Bayway, the causeway, still have wet roadways from overnight showers. Some gusty winds as well, so hang on to the wheel. The South Alabama men's basketball team hosting Coastal Carolina Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Mitchell Center. Kids 12 and under can shoot basketball on the court following the game. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad you are here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic. Also, it is a Friday. Our buddy Alec Naiman will join us. We'll find out what's cooking with him and maybe what's cooking in the world of football. That's coming up on Monday, but today you get a chance for some Football Friday with Phil Savage. He'll give us details on what he thinks happens on the, is it 7 o'clock kick?
Yeah, 7. Well, the game is supposed to start at 7, so I bet they kick off right around 7:15, or they probably have some weird start time like the NCAA likes to do.
Why do you get me started on that? Because they do that on games when they start at like 7:13 or 7:06. This is so arbitrary. There's probably good reason, but it's so arbitrary to me. It just bothers the heck out of me when it's like, because we all work in the world of broadcast where things are quarter hours or half hours or even 5 minutes after.
Uniform.
Approximate,
but,
right.
But like when they say, yeah, the kick will be at 7:13. Why? Why can't it be at 7:15 or why can't it be at 7:13?
I remember so many years the Super Bowl was always at 6:18.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like go 6:15. Or go 6:20.
Go out on a limb.
Be a daredevil. 6:18. There we go. All right. Also, speaking of things that are competitive going on right now, the last day, here it is, the last hurrah for the Alabamian of the Year. Y'all nominated folks back in November, early December. Dalton assembled the brackets. You've been voting all month long of December. Now we arrive here in January, and it is down to the day we will announce the Alabamian of the Year. Just two names. Mm-hmm. Well, there's actually three names, because there's two turkeys and a human being in the final.
Right. You got the high-stepping turkeys, Clyde and Henrietta, who are currently leading by about 8 percentage points. They're up 54% to Jeff Sessions, 46% of the vote. We've got just over 2.5 hours left in voting. We're going to announce towards the very end of Mobile Mornings the official winner of 2018 Alabamian of the Year. But right now, it's looking really, really good for the High Steppin' Turkeys.
You're telling me, so someone who had a long storied career of service to the country and to the state is in second place by 8 percentage points to some turkeys that were pardoned. Am I right in that?
That's right. But okay. It's all relative. I mean, the turkeys haven't been alive that long. So if you put up the percentage of time that they've been part of the state and working on behalf of Alabama, I mean, maybe it's kind of equal.
No, it cannot be equal. I mean, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, in their very short turkey lives, they've achieved much and much fame.
Right.
How old are they, by the way?
The turkeys?
Mm-hmm. Henrietta and...
Probably
Clyde.
Is that her brother, or would that be her significant other?
Great question. Maybe both.
Make a joke, but yeah, I'm like, there you go. I'll let that do it. All right. So you vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. I would urge you to vote for Jeff Sessions this morning, if you haven't already, to keep the turkeys from winning. But do what you do. You know,
it's the people's choice.
It is the people's choice, people's nomination. This is not like Time or those where they go back in some smoke-filled room with a 40-watt bulb hanging from an electrical cord there. Now, we let y'all do the nominations, and we let y'all do the voting, and we end up with turkeys winning this thing. That's what it looks like. We'll talk about that more coming up. All right, 612 FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, thank you. Good Friday morning. Happy to say that to you. It is January the 4th. 6/11. Well, you know, if you don't think that the government shutdown is going to impact you, how about your tax refunds? Did I get your attention now? Yeah, they could be impacted, even delayed. The Internal Revenue Service is part of the 25% of federal agencies, mostly, you know, part of the shutdown, as the funding fight continues between Congress and President Trump and the wall. The shutdown is approaching 2 weeks, and if it continues into late January, that will most definitely impact the tax processing season. You see, last year's tax season officially started February 1st, W-2, and 1099 forms are due by the end of January, which means that's when people usually start filing. So if the shutdown continues at that time, the IRS will process your returns, but they won't issue refunds until the government reopens. 2018, the IRS processed more than 154.4 million tax returns, with refunds worth more than $324 billion. So 9 out of 10 refunds were issued in less than 21 days last year. Now keep in mind, about 88% of the IRS workforce has been furloughed. Now the IRS says that they do expect to recall some of their employees as the tax season picks up, but they'll be having to work without getting paid. So there you have it when it comes to your tax refunds. Scary moments yesterday for an American Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing at the Mobile Regional Airport. The issue? The landing gear. According to Mobile Fire Rescue, the pilot reported that the front wheels would not lower. This was a Bombardier CRJ-200ER plane. It had to circle the airport for a number of minutes as crews worked on the problem. Firefighters on the ground reported that the landing gear finally, after a few minutes, was able to extend. The plane landed roughly 5 minutes later. The American Eagle flight was originally scheduled to land at 1:55. It departed from Charlotte. Firefighters said 54 people were on board. No injuries to report in this emergency landing. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And can Dalton or Kelly, or y'all during the break, maybe we'll all work on this to see if we can find how many national news sources are running a story about a car running into a Chinese food restaurant in Mobile. Because let me point out that all three of our local TV stations, what's up, local TV stations, my friends over there, y'all are all running the story about the car. And if I'm missing something here, the story about the car hitting the Golden Dragon restaurant. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing it too. By the way, Golden Dragon will probably have a record month next month for all the publicity. It says no one was hurt, and you have shattered glass, front window of the store.
Yes.
No one was hurt. And it is like the top of the fold story.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Okay. Just want to see. I mean, it's just car runs into Chinese food. It's not a good thing. Listen, I had a late family member who owned a store who had car go straight through and into his store there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having to go up there and pick up pieces of glass trying to get the place. But it didn't make top of the, it didn't even make the news stories anywhere. But Chinese food restaurant, it makes the story on every TV station.
Well, I would say there's a couple of factors. So this is still the holiday season.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
what does that mean? Tell people what that means.
Which means more families are out at restaurants.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's not as many reporters working, so they're really scraping the bottom of the takeout.
I would never say that about my colleagues, my news colleagues.
Okay, I am. That's what
I'm Well, I would say, so there's more families out, and mm-hmm. so they think, that's kind of one of your worst fears when you go to a restaurant and sitting next to the glass is, what if that car jumps the curb?
I did not have that fear before now, but thank you.
I've always had that fear.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sorry, I have always had the fear, because you always hear about someone who's a little elderly accidentally hitting mm-hmm. the gas when they mm-hmm. mean to park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that happened. And was this around lunchtime? Just ask, lunchtime or dinner time?
We got it during our midday update, didn't we, yesterday?
Correct. So I think so, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Might have been in the afternoon.
Yep.
You know, the thing is, I think the reason it happens is you report on a story about a car going through a Chinese food restaurant front window, and then like 2 hours later you forget you even reported it and you want to report it again. You're just hungry
for it. Stop it. And there's great visuals as well. That matters.
It does.
On that TV thing.
There you go. I'll check the national news sources, see if they're covering it, and we'll be right back.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews are expected to search again this morning for a man who jumped into Pensacola Bay from a fishing pier. Witnesses reported seeing the man jump from the pier near the 3 Mile Bridge around 6 last night. Scuba divers joined the search but were unable to find the man before the search was suspended around 10 o'clock.
There were multiple witnesses. They didn't advise whether he was a fisherman or not. They just said that he did jump off the bridge.
Scary moments for employees and customers at a restaurant on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Surveillance video shows a car crashing into the Golden Dragon on Airport Boulevard around 6 last night. No one was hurt. A Florida senator wants to ban smoking on public beaches. Senator Joe Grutter's filed Senate Bill 218. If the bill passes, the penalty for smoking on the beach would be up to $25 and 10 hours of community service. Chipotle is adding to their menu. The Mexican food chain will now serve up food compliant with popular diet trends, offering keto, paleo, and Whole30 options. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some news on a star Clemson Tiger before Monday night's national championship game. The second-ranked team in the nation announced Thursday that they will be without junior defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence when they take on Alabama Monday night at 7 o'clock in Santa Clara, California. Tight end Braden Galloway and offensive tackle Zach Giella will not play either. The three did not play in the semifinal win against Notre Dame after an NCAA-administered drug test came back positive for Osterine. Last week, Coach Dabo Swinney told reporters that players had a, quote, sliver of Osterine in their initial tests. Swinney said the players thought he was joking because none of them intentionally consumed the substance. The players could be suspended for up to a full year pending an appeal, although Lawrence is eligible to leave school for the NFL and would likely be a high-round draft pick this offseason. One player who hasn't been mentioned much in draft previews is going to give the pros a shot anyway. Auburn Tigers junior receiver Darius Slayton declared on Thursday he will leave Auburn and enter the 2019 draft. Slayton set a career high this season with 35 catches for 670 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's the third Auburn player to declare for the draft, joining quarterback Jarrett Stidham and defensive back Jamel Dean as early entries to the pros. Offensive guard Markell Harrell announced earlier Thursday that he will stay at Auburn instead of pursuing the draft. In some NFL news, TMZ Sports reported yesterday that a domestic violence charge levied against Washington Redskins linebacker and former Alabama Crimson Tide backer Reuben Foster was dropped on Wednesday by the state attorney's office in Florida. The misdemeanor charge was brought against Foster after his ex-girlfriend, Alyssa Ennis, told police that he assaulted her at a Tampa Bay hotel on November 24th. The San Francisco 49ers parted ways with Foster due to the November allegation, and then the Redskins claimed him off waivers. Foster did not appear in a game for the Redskins in 2018 since he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. The 49ers selected Foster with the number 31 overall pick in the first round of the 2017 draft. He appeared in 6 games this season before being waived. The South Alabama women's basketball team's undefeated season ended Thursday night in a 71-63 loss to Appalachian State. The Jags began the season 11-0 and were one win from tying the 1984 South Alabama women's team for the best start to a season in program history. USA's Shaforia Kynes had the first double-double of her career with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Next up, the Jags play at Coastal Carolina tomorrow at 1 p.m. The South Alabama men's team got the win over Appalachian State last night, 79-73. Roderick Sykes led the team with 21 points. The men's team will also play Coastal Carolina tomorrow, but they will play here at home at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off set for 3 p.m. And in Major League Baseball offseason news, the Philadelphia Phillies signed free agent relief pitcher David Robertson to a 2-year contract. Robertson will earn $10 million in 2019 and $11 million in 2020 with a $12 million club option or $2 million buyout for 2021. Robertson spent the first 7 years of his big league career with the New York Yankees. 622 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit thompsoncat.com for details.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Airport in Hillcrest, they do have an accident to moving out of the roadway. They've got some radar again along the interstate from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, but once again, a couple accidents we've had are in the final clearing stages. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Rain's moved on to our east, heck, over by Tallahassee right now, and some drier air coming in its wake. Dr. Bill will fill in the details in just about 10 minutes. Right now, more details from Kelly. Here are headlines.
Thank you, TGIF, with your headlines this morning.
Got that right. Shortened week, TGIF. Even better.
High stepping into the weekend.
Don't start. Do not.
It happens sometimes. I didn't say double trouble or anything. Right. So many people dread going to the DMV as much as they dread maybe going to the dentist, right? Because you have to put aside so many hours to get your job done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you went to the DMV yesterday, and by the way, I love my dentist, and I love my location of DMV.
Do you have to take a number when you get to the dentist like you do at the now serving B-74.
And if you don't move fast enough, that's C-22 now. Well, if you went to the DMV yesterday and wondered, what the heck is going on? What is with the delays? Well, now you know. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms the driver's license division experienced a statewide outage. Whew. Officials say that an update would be posted when the issue has been resolved. It has not been resolved thus far. They are taking to Twitter to update everyone, so I think about that because there's some offices which are not open on Fridays, or that's their heavy volume day. So just be mindful of that as we are in a new year. And if you think that driving to other locations will help you, it won't. It's a statewide outage there. Have either of you seen this movie Bird Box?
No,
not yet.
No, and I've seen all the memes,
yes,
of it, and then I've seen the people say, I'm done with it, I don't care. I've
right.
seen everything out there on social media about this Netflix series.
I haven't seen it. I didn't know much about it, but there's just nothing that appeals to me to walk around with a blindfold on. It just doesn't.
But didn't they do that in 50 Shades of Grey?
You keep your headlines over there.
I will.
Okay. So Bird Box, a huge hit with moviegoers. They're calling it a dark Netflix movie. Stars Sandra Bullock. It's set in a world where people must wear blindfolds or risk being possessed by creatures that make them kill themselves.
Sure. Mm. Why not?
That's why I would get my popcorn and move to another
fun
location.
Good times.
Right. Okay. So the movie plot centers around her character and the dangerous journey with her children, boy and girl. That's their names. Boy and girl. Well, here's the deal. Because most people are not just loving the movie, watching it, they want to reenact it. And they're walking around town with blindfolds on. It's such a situation that Netflix had to jump online and warn people, don't do this. Too many people are getting injured following in the footsteps of this Bird Box movie. So I'm letting people know, especially with so many children out still, maybe school hasn't gone back because we're in the new year. Bird Box has been streamed by 45 million accounts. It has set a new record for the best ever first week for a Netflix film, but the Bird Box Challenge. If you see someone trying to compete and complete tasks while blindfolded, tell them, no ma'am, that is not okay. Netflix says so. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are looking for two people wanted for shooting a woman in Tolmanville, then leading police on a chase later in the day. The shooting happened Thursday morning on Hathcock Street. The 20-year-old victim is expected to be okay. Hours after the shooting, police spotted four suspects and a chase began. Two of the suspects were caught when they crashed their car. Two others managed to get away. Baldwin County deputies are looking for three men who broke into a pawn shop in Foley. Authorities say the three suspects wearing hoodies and gloves were in the shop only a few minutes. They got away with nearly a half dozen long guns, rifles, and shotguns.
Any type of weapon that hits the street with people that, you know, are criminals, of course, it concerns everybody.
A candlelight vigil last night for a one-year-old who was found dead inside a Pensacola Village apartment last week. Pensacola police have not released much about that case, but called the child's death suspicious. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well-equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
A new Democratic majority in the House has passed legislation to reopen most of the shutdown government departments, but without the money demanded by President Trump for a border wall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't put the bills on the floor for a Senate vote, but Manu Raja reports some Republican senators facing tough re-elections next year may want the chance to vote, including Colorado's Cory Gardner.
He's the first Republican to really break from the position of the leadership. Gardner, of course, up for re-election in 2020 in a state that Hillary Clinton won, Colorado, back in 2016. He could have a tough race.
Maine's Susan Collins has also indicated she'd like to vote on the new House-passed bills. The United Nations Human Rights Office said this morning it cannot fully assess the fairness of a trial taking place in Saudi Arabia on the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but that in any case, the trial, quote, is not sufficient. Stock futures are showing substantial gains across the boards on Wall Street. The Nasdaq up over 100 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. J.P. Morgan recommends avoiding Apple supply chain names for the near term following the latest iPhone forecast, with Taiwan listed Radiant, TPK, and Japan Sharp on top of the list. Still, the investment bank expects the situation to stabilize and the iPhone sales decline to narrow by the spring. Tesla says it plans to start delivering Model 3 cars to customers in China in March, cementing a time frame that the electric vehicle maker's CEO Elon Musk tweeted about late last year. The California-based firm, which aims to accelerate Chinese sales that have been hit hard by the impact of trade tension between Washington and Beijing, says the starting price for a Model 3 in China would be $72,000. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's foundation is giving St. Petersburg, Florida, $2.5 million to aid its efforts to fight climate change. St. Petersburg is the 20th city to be selected as part of Bloomberg's American Cities Climate Change Initiative. On Wall Street, futures sharply higher. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport in Hillcrest, they've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. A couple hit and runs and minor fender bender. State troopers have, but not in the roadways, as you've got a good ride across the Bayway so far. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort's been a good start to the morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings, model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I got to drop one more piece of traffic information in. And listen up, Kane. This coming in from the text line. Josh says, passed a major wreck westbound I-10 between the Dawes and the Grand Bay exit. Traffic is about to start backing up. And that is just coming in now. Once again, westbound I-10 between the Dawes and Grand Bay exit. We'll get you more on that coming up with traffic in just a couple minutes. Right now, y'all say hello to Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sean.
And the rain that was, at least on my roof, sounded like a pretty good soaker last night, has moved on to our east.
Yeah, it has. And we picked up around an inch and a half of rain. And that line of showers now is to the east of Pensacola and headed away from us. And we're going to see high pressure build over us, and that's going to give us some really nice weather for the rest of today and for the weekend. And we can look for clearing skies this morning, and temperatures will be cooler. Yesterday, we did get into the low 70s. In fact, the high temperature was reached in the evening just before some of that rain moved in and got to 72. Today, 58 will be the high temperature. Now, tonight, we're going to cool down a bit, down to near 40 degrees, which means some areas could get down as low as the mid-30s tomorrow morning. As for the weekend, well, Saturday, sunny skies and 65 degrees. And then on Sunday, sunny and 68. Beautiful temperatures and plenty of sunshine for the weekend. And as we get into next week, we'll extend that nice weather into Monday. Mostly sunny skies around 70, and then a few showers come in on Tuesday with a weak weather front, and that should be about it, just a few showers, and then we're back to dry weather for Wednesday and Thursday. So we have a good chance to dry out after this long wet spell of showers that we've had for the last week or more.
That's good, because it's really saturated is an understatement out there. I mean, number one, in our yards, don't dare even walk off in your yard leaving footprints. But on top of that, the rivers at big flood stages, not just southeast Mississippi, but I'm looking over here, Alabama, Tom Bigby, Mobile River, they are way up.
Yeah, I haven't got any information yet on how much rain fell up there, but I feel pretty sure that at least 2 inches of rain occurred up in the area that was hit so hard. And it may have been more than 2 inches, but I don't have any information on it at this time.
Yeah, people were asking yesterday on rainfall totals and all that kind of information about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Number one, kind of tell people, I think it was it Rita or somebody had asked yesterday, what do you put in there? Do you put the high, low temps? Do you put the rainfall by month? And then where can they get the almanac?
Yeah, there's, of course, daily records of high and low temperatures, record rainfalls, and even a hurricane tracking chart. And, of course, the list of hurricane names and a lot of information, including the tide tables for the year. Here in Mobile, you can find those books, and they're free, at Robert Moore, Christmastown, also Classic Cars, Mike Ward's Liberty Saves, and also two locations for West Marine, right here at Airport and I-65, and also down at Dog River. Over on the Eastern Shore, we have the books at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate, and they're in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Center is in Baldwin County, and Robert Stale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And you can always stop right by our studios at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, weekend weather scale coming up next hour with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 53 now at our studios. Once again, traffic update here, and we'll get more on this in just a little bit with Kane. But Josh on the text line says, major wreck westbound I-10 between the Dawes and the Grand Bay exit. Traffic starting to back up there. Also, I want to give you a heads up of what the folks at C Spire, they're doing. You know, you think about C Spire for your smartphone, for your cell phone. Well, they have their C Spire tech movement going on right now. They say the Southeast and the Mid-South can't compete for technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. I agree with that. So CSPIRE is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so CSPIRE is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, CSPIRE is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the CSPIRE Tech Movement is leading the way. Join that movement at cspire.com/tech movement. TECHMVMT. 640, we're coming right back.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5. Quick reminder, too, we have just a couple hours here before we're about to wrap it up for the 2018 Alabamian of the Year competition. In the mix, one-time senator, one-time attorney general, and Mobilian Jeff Sessions versus Clyde and Henrietta, the high-stepping turkeys.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper.
What's that?
No step too high for a high-stepper.
Thank you, Governor, who was in town yesterday. But Clyde and Henrietta are, 8 points ahead now?
Well, not anymore. They were, and then you said you recommend...
I'm bothered by that, yes.
And it started going the other way when you said that. So, high-stepping turkeys actually have a bigger lead now.
Here we go. All right.
Well, so, tell everybody why you're bothered by that, though. Because you're not supposed to play favorites.
Well, I can play favorites because everybody, y'all do the nomination, the audience does, mm-hmm. And then we seat the brackets and y'all vote. I really don't have a hand in it. I can offer my opinion as just one of the many. My opinion is I think Jeff Sessions should beat out the turkeys. I'm just saying. Which means the turkeys are a lock to win now.
You're right.
You can vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now, let's check headlines.
Okay.
Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you.
You're not high-stepping this morning, are you?
Well, you know.
For a Friday. I guess we all got a little high step in.
I'm just happy to see a new day. Let's put it that way.
There you go. I hear you. 40-year-old perspective. You know, you go, yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
That's your perspective. Yep. I'm not 40.
No, you're 29, like I said.
No, I'm just not 40.
Okay.
Don't start with
I'm
me,
I'm not 40
Sullivan.
Either.
You're not?
Mm-mm. 46, but yeah.
A state senator continues to recover in the hospital for an undisclosed medical problem. David Burkett of Montgomery was admitted to a hospital there Saturday morning. His condition has been upgraded. He is alert and stable. He's 62 years old. His wife, Linda, is asking people to continue to pray for his continued recovery. Burkett is at Baptist South Hospital. You'll recall last year, voters elected him in a special election in Senate District 26 to replace Quentin Ross, who resigned from the Senate to become president of Alabama State University. The regular legislative session begins March 5th. We wish him a speedy recovery. The RSA is now in the news business as Alabama's employee pension fund is now the sole owner of one of the largest chains of local U.S. newspapers. CHNI LLC has been acquired by the Retirement Systems of Alabama. The company includes 68 daily newspapers and more than 49 dailies plus websites in 22 states. It's a Montgomery-based newspaper group, formerly of Raycom Media, Inc., which is being purchased by Gray Television, Inc., which is based in Atlanta. Raycom was owned by the retirement system. It's like a big family circle right there. CHNI previously operated with the state retirement system as its creditor. Their chief executive says in a statement that acquisition will provide stability for newspaper for the newspaper group. Now, here's one of Sean's favorite things ever. The Alabama Pension Fund has other non-traditional investments, including golf courses, airlines, and the largest office building in New York City. Because I know how you're a fan of, you know, when people are offering one entity and then they have extra funds laying around to have magazines.
Yeah,
and
there's a couple things going on. Number one, a big question about the amount of money, state money, that goes in to the RSA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, then my favorite thing is when something that does not have to compete spends money on marketing. When you get, y'all just, I won't even name names right now, but from your utility out there or whatever it is, like Kelly and I both with USAA Insurance and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I love USAA, big
mm-hmm.
fan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send me the magazine. Just continue to save me money.
I'm already a customer.
Yeah, I'm a customer. I'm good.
Right. Happy Friday.
It's the truth. All right, coming right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews are expected to search again this morning for a man who jumped into Pensacola Bay from a fishing pier. Witnesses reported seeing the man jump from the pier near the 3-mile bridge around 6 last night. Scuba divers joined the search but were unable to find the man before the search was suspended around 10 o'clock.
There were multiple witnesses. They didn't advise whether he was a fisherman or not. They just said that he did jump off the bridge.
Scary moments for employees and customers at a restaurant on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Surveillance video shows a car crashing into the Golden Dragon on Airport Boulevard around 6 last night. No one was hurt. A Florida senator wants to ban smoking on public beaches. Senator Joe Grutter's filed Senate Bill 218. If the bill passes, the penalty for smoking on the beach would be up to $25 and 10 hours of community service. Chipotle is adding to their menu. The Mexican food chain will now serve up food compliant with popular diet trends, offering keto, paleo, and whole 30 options. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 6:47 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some news on a star Clemson Tiger before Monday night's national championship game. The second-ranked team in the nation announced Thursday that they will be without junior defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence when they take on Alabama Monday night at 7 in Santa Clara, California. Tight end Braden Galloway and offensive tackle Zach Giella will not play either. The three did not play in the semifinal win against Notre Dame after NCAA-administered drug tests came back positive for Osterine. Last week, Coach Dabo Swinney told reporters that the players had a, quote, sliver of Osterine in their initial tests. Swinney also said the players thought he was joking because none of them intentionally consumed the substance. The players could be suspended for up to a full year pending an appeal, although Lawrence is eligible to leave school for the NFL and would likely be a high-round draft pick this offseason. One player who has not been mentioned much in draft previews is going to give the pros a shot anyway. Auburn Tigers junior receiver Darius Slayton declared on Thursday that he will leave Auburn and enter the 2019 draft. Slayton set a career high this season with 35 catches for 670 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's the third Auburn player to declare for the draft, joining quarterback Jarrett Stidham and defensive back Jamel Dean as early entries into the pros. Offensive guard Markell Harrell announced earlier Thursday that he'll stay at Auburn instead of pursuing the draft. In some NFL news, TMZ Sports reported yesterday that a domestic violence charge levied against Washington Redskins linebacker and former Alabama Crimson Tide backer Reuben Foster was dropped on Wednesday by the state attorney's office in Florida. The misdemeanor charge was brought against Foster after his ex-girlfriend, Alyssa Ennis, told police that he assaulted her at a Tampa hotel on November 24th. The San Francisco 49ers parted ways with Foster due to the November allegation, and the Redskins then claimed him off of waivers. Foster did not appear in a game for Washington in 2018 since he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. The 49ers selected Foster with the number 31 overall pick in the first round of the 2017 draft. He appeared in six games this season before being waived. The South Alabama women's basketball team's undefeated season ended Thursday night in a 71-63 loss to Appalachian State. The Jags began the season 11-0 and were one win from tying the 1984 South Alabama women's team for the best start to a season in program history. USA's Shaforia Kynes had the first double-double of her career with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Next up, the Jags will try to rebound when they play at Coastal Carolina tomorrow at 1 p.m. The South Alabama men's team got the win over Appalachian State last night, 79-73. Roderick Sykes led the team with 21 points. And the men's team will also play Coastal Carolina tomorrow, but they will play here at home at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off is set for 3 o'clock. In Major League Baseball offseason news, the Philadelphia Phillies signed free agent relief pitcher David Robertson to a two-year contract. Robertson will earn $10 million in 2019 and $11 million in 2020. He spent the first 7 years of his big league career with the New York Yankees. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Airport and Hillcrest, are just moving an accident out of the roadway. Steady ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway as you traveling from Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, and Malbus, I-10 to Loxley. You've had light traffic on the way in this morning. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony on the Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 653 FM Talk 106.5. I guess officially on Saturday, we can really start talking Carnival and Mardi Gras, which is a whole nother, maybe we'll have that lament coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. The number of trees, it's like after a hurricane up and down the streets of our neighborhood with people throwing out their Christmas trees. Y'all, Epiphany's not till this weekend. Just saying, you can keep your tree up till then. And then if you want to, you know, if you're Mobile, Baldwin County folks, you keep it up and make it a Mardi Gras treat. Just saying. 6:53, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
That's what's currently happening in the Finley household. My husband, he gave me the option. He said, what do you think? Should we keep this up for it as a Mardi Gras treat or, you know, recycle? And I chose Mardi Gras tree.
There you go. Well, but it's, you know, if we want to get technical, people are like, hey, you have your tree still up. Yeah, you're supposed to have your tree still up till Epiphany, so.
See? You're a rules breaker sometimes, and then sometimes you're like all about it.
Oh, I absolutely pick some to lay on, and others I just discount, yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's 6:54 on your Friday morning. Seven people die in a fiery crash on a Florida freeway. This after two 18-wheelers and two passenger vehicles collided and spilled diesel fuel across the freeway on Thursday. This was on I-75. Even though this is near Gainesville, and I will tell you several other people were taken to the hospital with critical injuries. You may think, oh, that Gainesville, you know, that's so many miles away. Mm-hmm. But think how many families are going back from visiting their families in Alabama or Georgia or other portions of Florida that may have been in our area. So I'm always mindful of the fact that we have traveling people who listen to our station.
Yeah, my family just came through there on their way back from Disney.
Exactly. So authorities say that the fire was ignited after about 50 gallons of diesel spilled into the freeway. A helicopter had to be brought in to search for injured people who may have been in the woods along the crash scene. So emergency crews, they were able to extinguish the fire. They say they're treating this crash as a homicide investigation, but they're not saying at this hour as to why. Right now, they say their top priority is identifying the victims so that they can notify next of kin. Both sides of the interstate were shut down and or impacted for hours, which of course caused massive delays. So sometimes, you know, you think, why are we in this traffic situation? Now you understand. Seven people lost their lives in that fiery crash. A little happier news to report. I know I saw this on our Facebook page and I really was interested. Bishop State Community College, they are working with Southwest Alabama, their partnership for training and education, and the U.S. Department of Labor. They're preparing out-of-school youth for the workforce through their new program called Fix It. It's designed to prepare income-eligible out-of-school youth between the age of 17 and 24 to enter the competitive construction industry as plumbers or electricians and carpenters and painters. So if you're interested, you also can choose to learn about the auto body repair industry. That's a booming industry right there. Bishop State will train qualified candidates over a 10 to 25-week period, which then will result in your receiving a certification, and being awarded $300 to buy tools for your selected course of study. You'll also receive a stipend of $20 per day while completing your more focused study and on-the-job training with potential employers. So if you're interested, you have to apply very soon before the program begins on January 14th of this year. It's called Fix It. Call 251-405-7082 if you'd like more information, or go online, bishop.edu. You can sign up for that. That's fantastic. I think every child should learn these skills so that, you know, because college isn't for everybody. Or you want to do college and then do that on the side and have a side hustle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Coming up next hour, weekend weather scale with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. It looks fantastic for the weekend. Rain is on to our east, and sun and cooler temps are moving in. Talk to him about that coming up. Plus, Alec Naiman and what's cooking. Latest news and traffic information all next hour here at FM Talk 106.5. Voting's going on right now for the last hours here of the Alabamian of the Year competition. Make those votes heard at fmtalk1065.com. Right there in the right-hand column. Go ahead and get to voting. This is your last chance.